better. Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 800-383-9624 or go to joepags.com. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, you betcha. Great radio stations across the land. iHeartRadio, JoePags.com, also Newsmax TV. The Joe Pags Show, coming your way on a Tuesday. Ouch. That's a crazy train Tuesday. That was loud. Ozzy, what up? No. Lots going on. Lots to get to. Let's go. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. La da 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 da. Ooh doo doo. Baba da baba da 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 da. Along with Carrie Lockie, my news anchor, and pain in my rear end. How's it going, Carrie?
It's pretty good. How are you?
You making it happen or what?
Hello, you ask me this every day. What's my answer? Always. Of course
so
I am.
So why can I ask you if you're making it happen? Why do you have to be such a naysayer?
That answer will never change.
The whole beginning, there's energy.
I make it happen
energy,
every day.
There's excitement. There's me. I'm into it. I'm just full steam ahead. And then what do you have to ask me anything?
Say that.
Ask me anything?
As if you asked the same question. Ahead. Of course I'm making
it's
it.
Mean.
You know,
I'm going to ask you every single day for the next 30 years. I've asked you for 11 years. I'm going to stop now.
Okay. Okay.
Are you going to work with me 30 more years?
I'm sure I will. That'd be an interesting show.
Look, I can put a wanted ad, you know, help wanted ad out there.
No. I'm making it happen,
Joe. There, of course you are. There's a lot going on. I've got my friend and, more importantly, the a great guy, very knowledgeable from Raymond James & Associates. Bottom of this hour, it's Doug Adler. He's the Managing Director and Senior Vice President of Investments with Raymond James. And Carrie, we have to get somebody on that'll just calm everybody's jets.
Yes, please.
When it comes to the stock market.
Going
because
crazy.
They're all freaking out.
Yeah, it's been pretty wild the last
couple
days.
Of course, you're a Democrat and you're an anti-Trumper or something. Because then you're like, see, it was all fake. This is Obama's thing. Yeah, no, Obama did nothing to cause the stock market to go up other than leave office. If you want to credit him for leaving office, I'll let you credit him for that. But other than that, he had nothing to do with why the stock market did so well. So we'll have Doug Adler on, and that's going to be fun. We also will have on Jessica Ditto. You know who Jessica Ditto is?
I don't know why I know that name. I feel like I do, but who is that?
She is the Deputy Communications Director for the White House.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ditto.
So I guess Hope Hicks is the communications director. She's the deputy communications director. We talk about the stock market. We talk about DACA. Talk about immigration. Talk about the wall. Talk about the economy. We've got a lot to get to the memo. It's all there. I did not, because we didn't have time, but I did not play for her my parody memo.
Oh, thank
now,
goodness.
Let me just clear the air on the parody thing. I get it that you guys really enjoy my talent. Look.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the listeners and the viewers because they're craving it now. They crave the parodies.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. And I do give of myself and my talents for you.
Okay.
I'm cracking myself up.
I know. Yeah. That's funny.
But let me just say this as clearly as I can and as directly as I can. I cannot do a parody every day because now I'm getting all these. You got to do this one.
It's
you got to do that
people.
One.
You have
and
to.
And some of them, let me just say this. Some of you people have no creativity at all. What's wrong with you? Mom.
Dude,
but what I'm saying is, I love my mother. My mother's watching and listening right now going, I'm going to smack in the head.
I wish she would.
It's exactly what she sounds like, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's my mother.
Yeah.
But I cannot do it every day. And look, if I give you guys a parody a week, that should be sufficient. I didn't do one since like April. I've done four or five this year already.
That's true.
Calm it down.
Yeah. But you're in demand. They want it. How come you
I think you should
people?
Do this one. And it's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. And sometimes I'll just respond and say, well, you do it. Say, you do it.
They're trying.
No, I all seriousness, I appreciate it. But a lot of people who weren't watching or listening to the show didn't know the rules. The rules are there are two people that can write them and only one person that can sing them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I write the vast majority of the parodies that I do. But the guy who first wrote a parody for me was Barry Bess, who's a very good friend of mine. He was my producer at the time. And Barry has got a great wit about him. But he did one, and I think it was about people doing a hunger strike. And he did it to a Beatles song. Love Me Do, right? So he did to Love Me Do, but he changed it to Eat Some Stew.
Oh,
and I thought it was great.
Yeah, yeah.
The problem was he sang it.
That was a big problem.
Carrie, I don't claim to be a singer. Let's be honest. I mean, yes, I understand for those watching, listening, of course I can make a living at it, but
nobody has told you that.
People are saying that.
Really?
People are saying that.
You make a living out of it?
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Okay. But Barry, witty, funny, creative.
Very.
No, don't sing. So I redid the song. And I sang it. I think it was okay. I did some harmony and stuff, and it worked out well. Barry Bess is allowed to write a parody for me, but nobody else can. Mm-hmm. So if you're, and again, I write most of them, and I sing all of them. So, and my daughter Sam has helped me out. My daughter Gabby has helped me out with the singing. But for the most part, I'm going to do it. Now, I will take your title suggestion or topic suggestion and the name of the song you think I should use as the parody. But beyond that, if you send me a fully done, here, Pags, here's one for you.
No,
just do it.
Some people
will write me two lines and then say, take it from there. No, I'm not going to do yours because then it wouldn't be mine. I'm just, again, I want to share the talent that God has bestowed upon me with the people. People.
Wow.
And I'm not good at taking your words and making them sound good. So let me screw it up. If somebody's going to screw it up, it's going to be me.
Oh, yeah. You've done that.
I just thought
I'd
put that out there. All right. So I just wanted to put that out there. I do not have another parody today. It is only Tuesday. You never know. You might get a two for parody week. You might. You might get a two for parody. You never know.
Crossing my fingers for that one.
Wow. The sarcasm.
I said I was crossing my fingers for it.
I actually watched, and I don't normally do this, but I watched the Newsmax segment yesterday because we see both of us when I'm doing the parody, and you really enjoyed it.
I said it was funny when you said memo, and that's why I voted for you to play it again. So I just want to
get the parody stuff out of the way. All right. do you have the story about what Staten Island is doing with the daddy and daughter dance, the daddy daughter dance?
I think that's what I sent you yesterday.
Hold on to it. Kick it around. It's actually in the email that I sent you. If you ever read the emails that I send,
I have not gotten an email from you today.
Well, maybe I took you off the list. But Newsmax, I'm going to switch from Carrie to a picture of my daughter and me from Saturday night. We had the daddy-daughter dance here locally. And this is Gia. She's 9 years old.
Oh, my gosh. She was so beautiful.
I want to go and check it out. There you go. Make it happen. Get her done. There I am. I even suited up. That's Gia. She's 9. Just looked absolutely beautiful. She's a beautiful child. And then I'm going to switch to the next picture. You might see my mouse on there. Calm down. It's okay. It's just a mouse. It's not going to get you. Okay. The next one is, this is us at the dance outside. And this is kind of a funny story because I got there and there's like a junior high school girl saying, oh, would you like a picture? And I said, absolutely. So like a doofus, I go and stand with Gia under the balloons. And she says, can I have your phone? I said, oh, I thought you were going to take a picture of us and give it to us. I didn't know what you're talking about.
I guess not.
So there I am. We're standing posing, and there's no availability.
There's no camera.
Nobody can take a picture of it. So there you go. We've got that for you. And then there's this, which is a close-up of Gia. Just gorgeous Gia. We had a great time.
That's
and
awesome.
I'm going to switch back to Carrie here, guys. It's a tradition. I've got 5 daughters. I did the daddy-daughter dance with CJ. Sam decided not to invite her father to the daddy-daughter dance. I think embarrassed by me.
Probably so.
Sam, was that the case? Embarrassed by me, right? Pretty much.
You didn't invite me. You're supposed to invite the daughter.
I don't go to the school. How am I supposed to know the dance is happening? You're the one that was informed. And you were embarrassed of Dad. It's okay.
I'm still embarrassed.
I don't blame you. Oh, look at that. Look, we lost your microphone. So I did it with CJ. We won Best Dancer. You know this 9 years ago.
Yes.
And then Sam was busy. She was in marching band. I mean, she would have invited me had she known about it. And then there's Gia. We're doing it with Gia, and just a great time.
That's great.
But now there's some stupid freak out in New York City where they can see us, by the way, on this program. And we actually get calls from Staten Island all the time. What the hell? What is wrong with? Why do you keep electing these idiots to your school board or to your? I thought Staten Island was more conservative anyway when it comes to the 5 boroughs. But, Carrie, if you can, just give us the story here, because this blows my mind.
This is from The Blaze. A Staten Island Elementary School canceled its traditional father-daughter dance over gender guidelines from the New York Department of Education, the New York Post said. The department told schools to eliminate any gender-based activities unless they serve a clear educational purpose, the paper said, citing the agency's transgender and gender nonconforming student guidelines policy update issued last March. Until we understand what we are legally permitted to do, we need to table this event, Parent Teacher Association President Tony Benton wrote in a private school parents' Facebook group about the PS65 dance scheduled on Friday, the Post reported. Moms and dads aren't reacting very agreeably to the news. Quote, they're trying to take away everything that everybody grew up on and has come to know, and I don't think it's fair or right. Matthew West, 32, has two daughters at the school, told the paper they should leave it the way it is, father, daughter, mother, son. West added to the paper that political correctness is leaving people too scared to talk. I hate it. It's not fair at all. Jose Garcia, 37, who attended the last two dances with his 9-year-old daughter, told the Post, I have nothing against no one, but I don't think that it should affect the schools or the kids for that matter. Parents told the paper the school's reaction seems odd given that it's held a mother-son bowling event last year. Bennett told the Post the annual father, best guy, and daughter dance will be changed to a more inclusive theme. The DOE added to the paper it'll be rescheduled March 2nd for kids and caregivers of any gender. Principal Sophie Scaramardella told the PTA to change the father-daughter dance to, quote, ensure all students and families were welcome to attend. DOE spokesman Miranda Barbeau told
they're
the
not.
Post.
Let me just stop. They're not welcome to attend. It's a daddy-daughter dance. Daddies and daughters are welcome to attend. There's nothing illegal about that. You can have a daddy-daughter dance as much as you can have a softball team that's only girls in your school, as much as you can have a tennis team that's the boys' tennis team in school. It doesn't make any sense why anybody's doing this. It's, in fact, stupid. So, in other words, the suggestion is that my daughter's school on Saturday night broke the law somehow, although we're not in New York State, but what's happening in Staten Island, they canceled it to not break the law. I mean, at some point, you do protest too much, right? I mean, when it comes to the Democrats, I'll make a very clear comparison for you. When they complained about you need DACA before you can do a funding bill, they lost. They lost badly because they pushed it too far, bit up more than they could chew. They overplayed their hand. Whatever cliche you want to use, our society at this point is overplaying its hand. It's biting off more than it can chew. It's doing the wrong thing now. Well, what about the little boys that are confused that they're little girls and the non-conforming? There are two sexes for human beings. They're male and female. That's it. This is a daddy-daughter dance. Period. Well, what about the daughters of a gay couple who are both women? Well, then they can't go because there isn't a daddy. There are two mommies. It's very simple, to be honest with you. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. I need to know your thoughts on this because it's making my head hurt. Keep it here on the Joe Pags Show.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
WOAI is an iHeart radio station.
Great to have you. The Joe Pags Show, 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. You might have noticed some big differences, big changes in Facebook lately. Polo and I were talking about this before the show. And we'll get into those in a little while. I'll tell you what I'm seeing. He can tell you what he's seeing, and you're probably seeing the same thing. And it's kind of making the website a little bit obsolete for me. But we'll talk about that at length coming up. A lot of people want to be heard on daddy-daughter. I guess in New York they call it father-daughter dance. I guess that's what they call it there. Here in Texas, we say daddy-daughter. And I guess because of the 0.05% of the population where people are mentally confused about what their body is scientifically telling them, we have to change the entire tradition. Otherwise, you're somehow a bad guy. I guess that's what the story is. And I'm just here to say, stop it! I just think it's time to stop it. I think it's time to stop giving in to everybody who is offended on a whim. And if we do that, maybe, just maybe, we can have traditions in this country. Nobody's looking to make fun of somebody because they're confused about their sex or their gender. Nobody's looking to exclude anybody from some function that they believe everybody should be involved in. But when you do the daddy-daughter dance or the father-daughter dance, that is for fathers and daughters. I don't know. Listen, these are happening at places of education. I would think that the teachers would have taught people what the word daddy means and the word daughter means. Just going to throw it out there. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. What's going on with the stock market? The ramifications of it? Is it going to be in the tank for a long time? Should you jump in, jump out, be worried, not be worried? Bottom of the hour, Doug Adler will explain all that to you. Very important information. Make sure you stick around for that. Meantime, let's get to the phone lines. Let's say hello and welcome to Natalie, who's on Long Island. Hi, Natalie. What's going on?
Hi, I agree with you. It should be father-daughter, mother, son, and they should throw another dance for whoever wants to go. you know, let it be.
I agree. 100%. Oh, there's a little bit of a delay, but I like what you said. Do the daddy-daughter, do the mother-son, whatever you want to do, and then do a parent-student dance, and then everybody can show up. But to say you can't have the traditions anymore because there is a minute number in the community, percentage in the community, that might feel left out, that's just wrong. It's just dumb. Listen, I'm not a very good football player, so I was left off the football team. Should I sue that it's unfair that I wasn't allowed to be on the football team? Of course not. All right. I appreciate you, Natalie. Thank you. Paula, do me a favor. Give me some more volume on the calls, please. Or else I'm going to have to turn it way up here. And it's going to blow everybody's ears out once we hear music and stuff. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Let me go to Dan, who's in Lytle, Texas. Dan, what's going on? Hi.
Honey, I just had to say I got to agree with you. Absolutely. 2 years ago, I got to go to my first father-daughter dance. And everybody that went to it had a beautiful time. The girls, it was just a beautiful experience. And I agreed, you know, there's nothing wrong with adding something. You know, mother-son walk, you know, brother-sister fishing, whatever it is. That's beautiful. But to cut something, you penalize this, as you pointed out. And I think when we do that, we're cutting a piece of who we are, where we come from, you know, a tradition. And it's just getting absolutely asinine. It's out of control. And we need to preserve what's beautiful. And by all means, open up things to include new segments of society that may develop. But don't penalize, our young folks for benefiting from traditions that are just really wonderful.
Now, I couldn't agree more. And I'll give you a little bit of a story. So, Carrie, the deal was, in the morning, I go and I get some coconut oil and I put it in some coffee with some sweetener. Mm-hmm. I use stevia because it's all natural because I'm on this keto thing. Right. And my wife left a little flyer there that the daddy-daughter dance was coming up, which, again, happened last Saturday. And I was like, okay, so who is this? You know, so I've got five daughters. I'm not sure who the dance is for. And she told me. And a few days later, I hadn't said anything to Gia yet, my nine-year-old. And Jenny said, you know, Gia said these words. I know Dad probably won't want to go, so I'm not even going to ask.
Aww.
Now, I'm not sure why she thinks I'm such a curmudgeon other than I am. Hmm. But I love doing that sort of thing. And the bonding that there is between a parent and a child mm-hmm. is amazing for something like that. So we're at dinner and I said, hey, gee, I was wondering, did you want to go to the daddy? It was like her whole face lit up. She's jumping around like a maniac. I mean, she could not have been happier.
So happy.
So in other words, in Staten Island, they care less about that tradition, bringing that kind of joy to a father and a daughter. They care less about that than they do about there might be less than 1% of the student body that feels somehow left out. And again, you're an educator. Educate the person why they shouldn't feel left out. And what this one dance is about, and there will be plenty of other opportunities for you to take part in whatever else. They're more concerned about that very small percentage than the student body and their parents as a whole. I find that to be distressing. I find that to be against American values of togetherness and bonding and parents are important and kids are important. Let's educate children in school. It's very strange to me, extremely strange. And I'm going to have a hard time getting over this. I'd like to see the people of Staten Island rise up and fire whoever's on the school board or whoever made that decision. Quick break here, then Doug Adler. Keep it here.
Joe Pags. WOAI.
Great radio stations across the land, iHeartRadio, JoePags.com, also Newsmax TV. Glad to have you along for the ride. Really glad to have back on the program friend of mine, the Managing Director, Senior Vice President of Investments, Raymond James & Associates. It's Doug Adler. Doug, how are you?
Joe, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Really glad to have you on. You sent me a text earlier, and what a great idea to have you back, because people, well, especially the left, they want to freak out. Here's the message that we're getting because the stock market took such a big hit past couple of days. On the left, they're saying, see, Obama's stock market increases are finally wearing off because of the horrible policies of Donald Trump. And, of course, on the right, they're saying, yeah, this is a bit of a correction, but we haven't lost anywhere near as much as we gained. Everybody calm down. All right, so you're in the business. Should we calm down or should we freak out? What should we do today?
I would calm down.
Okay.
Yeah, lots of reasons for that.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, well, Joe, I think the last time we talked, I mentioned that if you look at the economy globally, so this is the exciting thing. You really have synchronized global growth. U.S. is obviously accelerating.
Yeah.
You are getting this in Europe, emerging markets. We really haven't had that in a decade. So that's kind of the clear sailing, if you will, if you look forward. Now, tactically what's been going on. We were frothy, right? There was a little bit too much exuberance, complacency in the market. We had this huge January rally. And the markets just got ahead of themselves, I think. So last Friday, and this is kind of the irony, it kind of ties into what you said about the different perspectives between Democrats and Republicans, had a great jobs report, had meaningful wage growth for the first time in a long time in that number. So you and I look at that and we say, that's awesome. That's what we want.
Yeah.
Stock market says, whoa, okay, wait a minute. Maybe a little bit too hot. Are we going to have inflation? Is the Federal Reserve going to have to raise interest rates faster than we thought? The market was maybe just looking, you can pick a reason, trying to find a reason to sell a little bit. I think take a little bit of the heat off. Stocks were too hot.
Right.
And that's what happened. So, yeah, it was fast, right, and pretty furious when you come down over 1,000 points in a day or almost 700 on Friday.
Right.
But the correction in terms of a percentage, completely normal. 2017, Joe, very benign, very little downside. In fact, I don't think we ever declined more than 3%. That was an anomaly.
Yeah.
Typically, you have corrections like this two, three, four times a year. And so I think 2018 probably going to be normal.
It's Doug Adler, Managing Director and Senior Vice President of Investments, Raymond James & Associates. You've been telling me for the better part of 20 years, Adler, that I don't have any clue about the stock market. And I agree with you every single time you say it. So let me ask you a very remedial question that may be meaningful and it might not be. When we see the stock market go up like crazy, does that mean that everybody's buying like crazy? And when we see the stock market plummet, like it has the past few days, does that mean that people are profit-taking and they're selling like crazy? Are they correlated or am I completely wrong about that?
No, there's some correlation there. It's a little bit different today than it was, let's say, 20 years ago when we first had the discussion.
Yeah.
Because technology, computerized trading.
Okay.
You know, you hear this talk about logarithms and all this other, you know, kind of junk, right? But it's real, and the majority of the trading every day actually is electronic. So what happens is certain numbers, the program says, hey, if X and Y happen, then boom, you sell Z. And it kind of exasperates itself and feeds itself when you get into these kind of free falls like we did yesterday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's only one reason price goes down, Joe, and that's because there's more sellers than buyers.
Well, I mean, eventually, Doug, you had to assume that with the stock market going up as much as it did, people aren't just going to keep buying stocks and die, you know, holding the stocks. They want to make the money eventually, don't they? So you have to expect somebody to sell at some point or else there really is no meaning to it, I would think.
Yeah, there's a reason these, you know, cliche lines like trees don't grow to the stars.
Yeah, right.
There's a reason for that because it's true. We always talk about the stock market. When you look at it over a long period of time, everyone kind of knows that it looks like kind of like a stair step, right?
Yeah.
It digs and it zags, but it goes up over longer periods of time. And so these things are normal. I look at it, excuse me, maybe the other way is kind of the cup half full view. You have really quality companies, and these aren't recommendations, but just a couple examples, Joe. You had Apple go from 178 to 156.
Okay.
Johnson & Johnson dropped $20 a share. Ford dropped almost 30% in a week and a half. Big declines. The market itself down about 8%, top to bottom, roughly. But you had a lot of stocks go down way more than that. So I think there's an opportunity to say, hey, corrections happen. Sometimes people panic, sell a little bit fast. Not that we can't have more volatility, but it does set up opportunity as well.
Right. And as far as the economy goes, and again, it's Doug Adler, a Managing Director and Senior Vice President of Investments, Raymond James & Associates, also been a great friend of mine for a long time. You're talking about an economy that's just clicking, man. I mean, it's like a locomotive right now. You've got unemployment, the lowest rate we've seen in a very long time. Black unemployment, the lowest rate we've ever seen. Manufacturing coming back. Regulations going down. The tax reform just kicked in a couple of days ago. So people's paychecks in February now are going to be higher, whether it's a dollar higher or $100 higher, whatever. It's going to be higher. Everything, and I don't know anything about key indicators, but I'm going to use the term anyway. All the key indicators, if I had a brain, as far as the economy goes, look really good. It's not like unemployment went through the roof, interest rates went through the roof, a bunch of people got foreclosed on. This is like you would see historically a correction, right? Because the economy's looking really good.
So if you could write the script, you would write as you just put it out there.
Okay.
You got an 8-cylinder engine, all cylinders are cranking along right now. I mean,
right.
That's good stuff, yeah. You can't really spin it negative.
Well, but you know that it's being spun negative. I'm not asking you to get political at all, but I mean, on the left, they're almost rejoicing, saying, see, it wasn't real, but yet again, the underlying tone is the engine's cranking right along.
Well, when you're getting rolled over by the policy that you said was going to fail and it's
right,
working.
Right.
See, here's the thing. This is where you can take politics and you can set it aside and just use your two eyeballs.
Okay.
When you look at what's going on, economic growth over 3%, you didn't see that, as you know. I'm sure you've talked about it during the Obama administration.
Not even close, right.
Right. You see what the stock market is doing. People vote with their wallets. They can say whatever they want, but they vote with their wallet. And when you see the moves in the market higher like we've seen, what is that? That doesn't mean people are negative. So it's pretty clear to me, and I'll tell you something. This is really important, I think, for your folks to hear. The market is, you know, day-to-day, like we saw it yesterday. It can freak out. There's no question about that.
Right.
But over time, it's very rational. And I'll give you a great example of this. You had, from the fourth quarter of 14, Joe, to the fourth quarter of 16, really right up to the election, the Dow zigged and zagged, Dow Jones Industrial Average. But guess what? Point to point, it did nothing. Zero.
Wow.
Okay? Well, why was that? Because corporate earnings did the same thing.
Okay.
Zero for 2 years. Well, since then, last year, earnings were up 10%. Well, guess what the stock market did? It reflected that. It went up. And that's what's going on this year. You take on earnings growth through economic growth, and then you put the tax cuts on top of that. That's a big bump on the corporate earnings side. And just like you or me, if we make more money, we're more valuable, right? And it's the same thing with the stock. And that's what's going on.
It's Doug Adler, Managing Director, Senior Vice President of Investments at Raymond James & Associates. All right, so here's the question as far as somebody who wants to jump in, has been afraid to jump in, didn't jump in, was going to. You know me. I'm not a day trader. I don't buy and sell stocks. I've got a 401k, and I've got a pension that I'm starting as well because I'm an independent business owner. Having said that, for those who do want to jump in and are looking for the right time in this really, really, bullish market, suddenly we see a day or two where things drop. Is now the time to give that consideration? Is now the time to call somebody who does what you do for a living and just weigh your options or not?
Sure. Of course, I would always say talk to a professional, someone with some experience.
Yeah.
But you certainly, there's a lot of avenues today where you don't need to do that. You can go do this on your own. So if you're someone who's been on the sidelines, maybe you sold back in 08 and 09, and you just haven't quite believed until now to put your money back in. Would I jump in with it? No. This is a pretty modest correction. The market has come up a long way since the depths of the recession.
Right.
So stocks are not cheap today. That being said, it's kind of like a diet or an exercise program. When should you start? Today.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, if it were me, if I was coming in, I had some $10,000 in the bank, maybe I'd say, you know what? I don't really know what's going to go on. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on. Stock market's high, blah, blah, blah. I'll put $1,000 a month in for the next 10 months. Maybe I do something like that where I'm just easing my way in. Stock market, though, is a long-term proposition, right? It's not a 10-month or, excuse me.
Well, I think what you just said makes a lot of sense because instead of biting off the entire apple, why not just take a little nibble here and there just to see what it does? And if you get scared or if it doesn't work, maybe you back out. Or if it does great, maybe you add to it. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So think about it this way. If you do what we talked about, and that's just one example. I'm not saying it's right for anybody. But if they're putting money in systematically for $1,000 a month for the next 10 months, if the market goes down, what is happening? You're actually buying more shares as it goes lower because you're putting in, as the investor, the same amount of money. So a downdraft from here, let's say the next 5 months, you're buying more and more shares on the way down. And then ultimately the question is simply this, and this is why the stock market works over long periods of time.
Okay.
Think about your favorite companies.
Right.
Are they going to sell more stuff over the next 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years?
Of course.
Of course. So if they're going to do that, almost by definition, certainly the winning companies, they're going to make more money and the stocks are going to go higher.
Well, it's not like Apple's going to go out of business because it lost $20 a share. I mean, that's not going to happen. I mean,
probably
you're right.
Not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'd imagine they're going to be okay through this. Last question, Doug. Again, Doug Adler, Managing Director, Senior Vice President of Investments, Raymond James & Associates. When you see a correction or a dip or whatever we're calling it, like we've seen for the past few days, what happens to the phone lines in your office? Do they go nuts or are they quiet? Are people you know, looking for answers? Either I want to jump in or I want to jump out or what should I do? Or are they just going to ride it out and you're not hearing a whole lot?
Yeah, that's a great question, Joe. It's really kind of like a bell curve.
Yeah.
The masses are in the middle. They kind of, you know, we've helped educate them. They have their own experience. They understand that it's a longer-term proposition. On either end, though, you have those that are looking for opportunity. So we get some of those calls. Hey, what should we do? Can we buy something? The other folks, hey, I don't know. Is this it? Is it over? So you get some of that, and that's natural, right? We're all human. We have emotions.
Right.
But again, the thing is, when you just take the timeline and you start to extend it out, this is just a little bit of noise on the path.
Great answer. As always, great answers. And Doug, I appreciate you reaching out today because it makes sense to talk about this and quell some emotions and calm some nerves. And if it continues to have a big dip and a big drop, which we've already seen some bouncing back, you know, we'll do it again and we'll try to analyze why it's doing that. Doug, I always appreciate the time.
Joe, can I squeeze one more thing in?
Please.
So I will say this. If you believe that the economy is doing fine and at, clearly at present it is, you think it's going to be good for the next 12 months, the valuation, the what we call the price-earnings ratio, it's just a simple metric, but it's a way to value stocks. I'm not saying they're a good buy necessarily, but I am saying this because it's true.
Yeah.
The valuation is the best it's been in the last 12 months, which is another way to say that is stocks are as cheap as they've been. Not the Dow, but the valuation relative to earnings
right.
is the cheapest it's been in the last year.
I think that's
so
great information.
If you were buying 3 weeks ago, you're buying them cheaper today.
And you're still talking about, you know, companies that are valued the same as they were.
Yeah, I don't think Apple, you mentioned Apple, I don't think they've changed their business model in the last 3 days.
And in fact, they're going to be investing $350 billion in the United States pretty soon. So, again, I think they're going to be okay.
How does the other side, you know, I'm talking the other side to your view.
Right.
Politically, how do they talk? How can you look at Apple's giving $2,500 in stock to their employees? You got countless companies.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking millions of employees now getting these $1,000-plus bonuses, the new investments, the wage base increase. And you're getting companies, by the way, Starbucks, J.P. Morgan,
yeah.
Apple, Disney, all four run by the CEOs of those companies or chairmen are Democrats.
They are.
They came out, made those announcements for their employees, and they've attributed it specifically in their statements to the tax cut.
Well, the political other side, Doug, as you know, is saying that $1,000 is crumbs, $1,000 doesn't go very far, that this is just mere morsels, this is Armageddon that we passed tax reform, and in fact, tax reform is mean. That's their only answer. I mean, it's not a valid answer because left, right, in between, communist, whomever you are, if you get $1,000 free money or $2,500 free money, that's nice free money. I don't care how much money you make. Doug, we got to leave it there. I got to run.
All right, Joe, thanks,
we could talk for 2 hours and maybe we'll do that at some point. We'll do some big town hall or something. But it's the managing director, senior vice president of investments, Raymond James & Associates, Doug Adler. We're back after this in the Joe Pag Show. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
News Radio 1200, WOAI.
Hi, great to have you. The Joe Pags Show, 1-800-383-9624. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. Paulo, did you notice that since we started the show, Facebook has changed everything again?
No, I haven't gone back and looked.
So before the show, Paulo and I, Paulo brought it up. We were talking about Facebook. He said, have you seen Facebook today? And I've noticed for the past 3, 4, 5 days, and for those using Facebook, you know this, you're seeing the same like 3 or 4 people over and over. That's it. I see like 3 cousins, a former coworker, and my kid. That's it. Nobody else. None of the pages that I've subscribed to, none of the people that I follow, none of it. And all of a sudden, since you brought that up, now I don't know that Zuckerberg's listening to the program, but since you brought that up, now update your Facebook. Suddenly there are some pages in there. Suddenly people I haven't seen posts from in like 2 weeks are in there. Hopefully they got rid of the ridiculous algorithm that was pushing us to only see people, you know, that because now you've got people posting because of the new algorithm, please write hello or hey or yes. As a comment here, and then you'll start getting my posts. Clearly, Facebook screwed up. Has it changed for you, too? Did you update it?
I updated it, but I'm still seeing stuff. I'm set to most recent, and
right.
I'm seeing stuff from yesterday.
Yeah, I'm set to most recent as well, and you're right. I'm seeing stuff from 21 hours ago, but I'm seeing stuff from people I have not seen in my timeline for about a week and a half. So it's almost like they unlocked something, and maybe it's saying the most recent that you haven't seen yet. on the timeline. That could be what's going on as well.
Maybe.
1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Let me quickly tell you about Super Beets. You know that Super Beets, I use them every morning, drink them every morning. As we age, we're going to notice that our bodies change. You got to make sure that you keep that energy level up and you get rid of that fatigue. You can do so by increasing and monitoring your circulation. Found out that if I start giving my body what it needs now, I can promote natural, healthy circulation and keep on feeling great as the years go by. That's why I drink Super Beets. Super Beets promotes the body's own natural ability to produce healthier circulation for increased energy and stamina all day long. Only Super Beets is made from beets grown to exacting standards, then concentrated into superfood crystals. So if you want to give your body what it needs as you age, call 800-516-8389. 800-516-8389. Or go to joelovesbeets.com with your first order. Get another 30-day supply of Super Beets absolutely free, plus indicator strips to see how Super Beets is working for you. Plus, you get free shipping. Again, 800-516-8389, 800-516-8389, or joelovesbeets.com. Again, joelovesbeets.com. Go and do that right now. It makes sense. Trust me. A lot of people want to be heard on Daddy Daughter. We'll do that. Also, the Deputy Communications Director from the White House next hour, too. Keep it right here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show.
Wolf. Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pag Show.
This is the Joe Pag Show. To talk to Joe, call 800-383-9624 or go to joepags.com. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great to have you. Wonderful radio stations across the land. iHeartRadio, joepags.com, also Newsmax TV. It's the Joe Pags Show, coming your way on a Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
You're right about this.
Exactly.
Taco. I've got my tacos, my radio. A little salsa, I'm
lots to get to, but not before Taco no Tuesday.
No cheesy nacho.
Taco.
Taco Tuesday, the Joe Pags Show. Taco.
You were right.
I know it.
Now me and Polo, we'd like the hot sauce.
Uh-huh.
Joe Batterizo, cause he's the boss.
Taco.
Bean and cheese sparks.
Carrie.
From Carrie
no.
Hey.
No.
She's full of corn, tortillas, and beans.
Taco.
Kick your ass.
What?
Yeah,
what
I am
that?
Going to.
Wait a second.
It's Taco Tuesday on the
I
Joe
said,
show.
Yeah, you need some work.
Today. I'm eating tacos with Polo.
Uh-huh.
Taco Tuesday.
That's right.
Taco Tuesday.
Taco.
Polo, please.
Taco.
Exactly. Exactly right. All right. Jessica Ditto at the bottom of the hour. She is the White House Deputy Communications Director. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff, a veritable gamut of stuff that you're thinking about right now, from the stock market to the economy to the memo to the immigration and DACA and all that and then some. The wall, is the wall really going to happen and so on? Pretty interesting. I just saw this over on social media, and a local TV station, the local CBS affiliate here in San Antonio, posted a question, are you worried about the economy? What? And Carrie, you know I couldn't leave that alone.
I know you couldn't. You had to get in there, didn't you?
My answer pretty much was, I'm the opposite of worried about the economy, with growth maybe 4 or 5% soon. Black unemployment lowest ever. Unemployment lowest we've seen in decades. Jobs coming back, people getting free money in their paychecks or a raise. No, I'm not worried. I'm worried about the person who wrote this question. So I think that was more appropriate, just to put it out there. Yeah. So make sure you stick around for Jessica Ditto at the bottom. Now, we still have some people who are holding over from last hour. For those who are just joining us, the show's starts an hour ago, so maybe you can jump in then.
Mm-hmm.
But we were talking about daddy-daughter, father-daughter dances, mommy-son dances, whatever, and how they canceled one in Staten Island, New York, because some ridiculous state law requires that you invite people who are gender, what do they call it? Gender fluid, gender confused, gender,
gender
I don't know
fluid,
what I am.
But
what
gender fluid.
But there was, gender not conforming, gender non-conforming.
Oh, right.
Now loading in the white zone, gender non-conforming, now loading in the white zone.
Hmm.
Okay. It just reminded me of the movie Airplane. If you haven't seen it in a while, go see it. Anyway, so they canceled a tradition that will... And somebody wrote me an email on this that I thought was excellent, that actually teaches daughters how they should be treated by the men they meet as they go through life, and how they should be treated on dates or at a dance or so on. Here's dad who's going to look out for them, protect them, dance with them, show them the right way to do it. And you're taking that away now because 0.05% of the population doesn't believe the science. It's all very strange to me. But then we add to it this story. Now, again, if you're on the line to talk about daddy-daughter dance, I'll get to you. But, Carrie, we have to bring this one because it's just as nutty. Is this also in New York?
Ithaca. Ithaca High School.
Ithaca, New York. Very good. All right, go ahead.
Okay, this is from Fox News. Social justice activists at a New York high school successfully shut down a production of The Hunchback of Notre Dame after a white student landed a lead role. Protest of the production began when an African-American student quit Ithaca High School's musical production due to the role of Esmeralda being given to a white classmate. Quote, it shows you that theater wasn't made for you, the student told the Ithaca Journal, and it shows you that if you can't get the parts that are written for you, what parts are you going to get? A student activist then banded together under the umbrella of Students United Ithaca and wrote a letter that included a list of demands saying that while the young lady cast as Esmeralda was a stellar actor, singer, and dancer any production would be lucky to have, she couldn't be cast in this role because she is, quote, the epitome of whiteness. At best, this is cultural appropriation, the student group wrote, alleging racial bias within the performing arts program at IHS. And at its worst, it's whitewashing, a racist casting practice which has its roots in minstrelry. And while the student activists demanded brown and black female students be considered for the role, the character in question is half Roma, half French, according to the novel by Victor Hugo. SUI stressed the book and the musical should not be conflated because the musical is only inspired by Hugo's manuscript. Now, the group points out the Musical Theater International Production Guide lists her role as a Romani woman who is an outcast racially and culturally. Now, the Ithaca City School District announced it canceled the musical in an attempt to be more inclusive and culturally responsive in their efforts to eliminate institutional biases. And the high school's
I have to ask you to stop. I have to. They literally, and this is the proper usage of the word literally, they literally said it doesn't matter what the author wrote, you should not conflate, everybody likes to use the word conflate, the musical with the actual original book he wrote, because they're different. I'm guessing these very weak-minded students thought that because the name is Esmeralda, it must be an Hispanic student, I guess. But you just said the author wrote this person as Roma French, right?
Right.
Roma, I'm guessing, is from Rome or the Roman Empire, Rome, Italy. And French would indicate from France. What exactly is it that's descriptive about Roma French to make you suggest, or to make these students suggest, that that means it has to be a brown or black student? Do you know?
I don't know.
Let me ask you this. They're remaking movies recently, and they're taking characters like, I don't know, Annie.
Yeah.
And they're taking Little Orphan Annie from what I believe to be the personification of Raggedy Ann, which is a very white, freckle-faced, redheaded girl, child. And they're redoing the entire cast, even Daddy Warbucks, to be black. And if you say something about that, you're a racist.
Yes, you can't say something about that.
So that's not cultural appropriation. But casting a white student in a role from a book where the character happens to be white is cultural appropriation.
Right.
I had a discussion yesterday on Facebook, and I ended up unfriending somebody because of it. And not necessarily because of what this person was doing. Seems to post fine stuff. Seems to be politically pretty aligned with me. But on my personal Facebook, I don't really suffer fools very long. And this person had some people as friends on Facebook that were just these dug-in, far-lefty cultural appropriation idiots.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't have time for it.
Yeah.
Look, I don't have time for it. So the story yesterday was they had a problem with Justin Timberlake doing the halftime show at the Super Bowl and singing a Prince song and showing Prince on that big sheet where they just basically showed, it was a scene from Purple Rain. And what was it? I Will Die For You, I Would Die For You. I think that was the song that he did.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
They were in Minneapolis They turned the stadium and the parking lots and the buildings around the stadium purple for him. Minneapolis, by the way, it's where he's from, if people don't know. And Justin Timberlake didn't have to show homage to Justin to Prince. Could have just done his own halftime show. Nobody would have been the wiser. So he shows this ultimate respect. And there was one doofus that actually said Justin Timberlake was appropriating something. And my response, which was dead on, was Prince was an American pop star. Some called him a genius, especially early on. He was doing some stuff that we'd never heard before. He was a part of the fabric of the American music culture. I mean, that's not out of line, that what I just said, right?
No, of course not.
The fact that he was half black, half Puerto Rican, doesn't matter. He wasn't a music star and genius because of his ethnic or racial background. He was an American cultural music genius, musician, star, pop star, whatever noun you want to put after that is fine. So if I decided to sing a Prince song, which I would absolutely do great, by the way.
I'm no, just kidding. No. No.
Yes. No?
Dude, no. That, you say don't? Stop right there. No, that's terrible. No.
I would die for you. I'm telling you, I could nail it.
No.
Anyway, if I were to do a Prince song, very weak-minded people like that, who are always looking to be offended, would say I was culturally appropriating Prince. When actually, when Prince became a star, I was not yet 20 years old. And I was very into that music. And I listened to it all the time. And I tried to play it on the piano or on the guitar or whatever. Not only wasn't I culturally appropriating, I was giving him my money by buying his greatest hits album or CD and riding down the road singing the songs and blaring the music. The idea that I can culturally appropriate something that is already in the culture is stupid. I can't. I simply can't. And as much as I disagreed with recasting the movie Annie to make little black children, I guess, feel more included somehow, you can still do it. I didn't think they were culturally appropriating. I just thought they were changing the meaning of the story that the guy wrote or the gal wrote or the play. So to suggest in a high school that clearly is diverse and has different ethnicities and races and genders in the high school still, Carrie, you said Ithaca, New York, right?
Yes.
Is Ithaca, New York still in the United States of America?
It is.
So how can a high school in America be disallowed to cast people from the high school in America and be accused of culturally appropriating something? Because if you want to strip it down to its basic beginnings, its origin, if you have to cast the play or the musical according to the way it was written, that person would have been a white person. But let's just forget about all that. We have a play. I'll give you a perfect example. I was at Palm Beach Junior College. Now it's called Palm Beach State College in 1984, I guess, or five. And I was cast. First, I was a musician playing the French horn and the saxophone in the pit, in the orchestra pit. Plus, I was cast to play Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof. I sang If I Were a Rich Man. And la da dee da dee da dee da dee da dee doom. I'm not Jewish. Should I not have gotten the job? Fiddler on the Roof is about a Jewish family singing and going through the struggles of life. Should I not have had the opportunity because I was, at that time, Catholic? Carrie, does that sound dumb?
Mm-hmm.
Because today, I guess a Jewish person could say I was culturally appropriating Judaism. I guess you can say that. Dumb. From start to finish, dumb. New York, I'm from there. Start standing up to these idiots that are running the institutions in your state. Stop allowing them to run roughshod over you. Anything that happens in that school, in that state, in this country, is part of the American culture. And it's okay to say there's an American culture. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
What's trending?
The stock market.
What do I do with my money?
Stay informed.
The Hillary campaign paid for dirt.
Oh, did we catch them in the act?
By staying connected. News Radio 1200 WOAI.
All right, glad to have you. Welcome. It is the Joe Pags Show. It'll be Jessica Ditto, the White House deputy communications director. Make sure you stick around for that. So a lot of people are tweeting me that Roma, I guess, refers to Romanian. And the suggestion is that nomads or gypsies or something like that. Listen, I've met people from Romania. And they absolutely, skin tone-wise, could be white. But that's neither here nor there, to be honest with you. The fact is, and the fact remains, it's an American school in the United States of America doing a story that was turned into a musical. And you can cast anybody you want to cast in the roles. What's wrong with the best singer getting the part? And why on earth are we raising a generation of imbeciles that are counting skin tones and faces every time? Stop. Because I'll be straight with you. If the entire cast were black or Hispanic, I don't care if they do a good job. You know, I always refer to the NBA example, and this is a simple one. The NBA is between 70% and 80% black. I believe the owners of those teams want to win as many games as possible. It means more revenue. It means more popularity. It means more merchandise. It means more championships. I don't think they're hiring 70 to 80% black players because they want to prove some political point. I believe in the NBA, they are hiring the best players possible for their teams. And I respect them for that. And nobody but nobody on earth goes to a basketball game and says, damn, I wish there was more white people playing. Nobody says that. Nobody goes to the basketball game and says, you know, our population is 68% white. Why is it 70%+ black here at this game? That would be ridiculous. And you'd be called, probably rightfully so, a racist. But you can do that in any other field, at any other job, in any school. And not only is it seen as okay, it's seen as righteous. A white man created basketball. Should I suggest that all the black players are culturally appropriating him? Or would that be really, really, really dumb, really? Oh, Carrie, can your one fan stop tweeting me, please?
Hey, I have more than one. I have a couple out there.
No, it's just Mary. Oh, it's Mary and that one truck driving guy.
Brad, yeah. Brad.
Because I've already eaten today, and I don't want to.
Oh,
I would like to keep it down.
Quiet. They were just trying to be
I'm
nice.
Just saying.
You're very
Carrie,
mean.
Looks so beautiful on the TV
you're
today.
Very mean.
Let me switch to you so people can see what I'm talking about.
Should retweet yeah, that
look
one.
Look how beautiful. Yeah, Pags, don't you think she looks beautiful?
Stop throwing up in your mouth.
I'm not throwing up. I just had a thing there for a second. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Calvin's in Louisiana. Calvin, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, going on? Been a long time listener. Just want to call in. And this is what happens when liberalism goes awry. And every subject you talk about the economy and the dance. And I wish people in New York would just stand up because liberals don't know when to stop. But I remember, I'm 27 years old. I remember when they were talking about the economy being bad with Bush in office. They had charts of the GDP interest rate and all that. Now it just appears that America paying against Trump. You know, it's just like, oh, see, it's not good. It's not good. And it rebounded today. So I wish people in New York stand up and get these liberal wackos out because they don't know when to stop. They will like, during the government shutdown, they would kill the country for a minute issue. It's not even a problem without you.
Well, no, you're right. They shut down the government over an issue that has nothing to do with the budget. That's the reason why they shut down the government. The liberals in Washington have taken it too far, and they overplayed their hand. In New York, the people, as you said, and you're 100% right, Calvin, they've got to stand up in New York and say, you can't be in my school board, you can't be my governor, you can't be anybody who's got any power because you're an idiot. They have to do that now.
Yes, and then, you know, many educators scream that they need parent involvement, which is true. Majority of the time, parent involvement will help a child succeed. Irregardless of race, creed, or anything like that. And this could have been a way that school could reach out and get parent involvement in, but no, make it political. And I'm pretty sure the state of New York even run those statistics on how many gender, whatever they want to call themselves, they have in their school system. It's
minute. It's very small. Calvin, I got to run. You make great points. You're right. Schools want parental involvement, and when parents want to get involved, you want to cancel it. Because it's not the right kind of involvement? Dumb. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
Oh. The president says he will talk. Looking forward to it. What does that mean? Coming up at 8 on the Michael Berry Show.
Great radio stations across the land. iHeartRadio, JoePags.com, also Newsmax TV. Really glad to have you along for the ride, and really glad to have Jessica Ditto on. She's the Deputy Communications Director for the White House of the United States of America. That's like a big deal. Jessica, how are you?
I'm great, Joe. Thank you for having me on.
Really glad to have you here. All right, I want to start where I think a lot of people's heads are today, and it's the stock market. Now, I only have a 401k. I don't buy and sell every day. I'm not a day trader, so I don't really watch the daily roller coaster that is the stock market, but a lot of people do freak out when they see things move a lot. And it dawns on me, and I wonder where you are on this and where the White House is on this, that the economy is just cranking right along. It's just churning right along. No issues. Unemployment down so far. Black unemployment is where it's never been before, in a very, very good place. Companies bringing businesses back. Yet the left wants to pretend that something the president has done is causing the stock market to go down for a couple of days. What's your reaction to that?
Well, we remain completely focused on our long-term economic fundamentals, passing tax reform and giving American families tax cuts was essential to helping to bring jobs back to the U.S. and help put more money in the pockets of our hardworking American family. So we are obviously closely monitoring this, but our economic team believes that the economic fundamentals are strong and the economy is headed in the right direction. And we've just seen month after month strong jobs numbers and more demographics dropping in unemployment rates. Right. So we're thrilled with the progress, and we know that this is just something that we'll just continue to monitor, but it's heading in the right direction for middle-class families.
She's the White House Deputy Communications Director. It's Jessica Ditto. And Jessica, you couldn't have said it any better. That's exactly right. And are you as surprised as I am, and that I know the president is as well, that those on the left, political left, because regular Americans who are on the left love the extra money in their paychecks and don't necessarily want higher taxes, but are you surprised that those on the left are still trying to pretend that $1,000 isn't a lot of money, or that a pay increase isn't a big deal, or that more money in your paycheck because of tax reform is no good? Are you surprised by that, or did you kind of expect it?
It is surprising, and it's just astounding and completely tone deaf for someone who represents any community across the country to suggest that $1,000 is crumbs and not a significant boost for families. We want to continue to see any of this opportunity grow, but every day we're seeing companies make announcements offering $1,000 bonuses to their employees as a result of the tax cuts and reform, and no Democrat in the Senate voted for it. That's the sad part. These are helping working families across the country in such a short amount of time. We're only going to see this continue to trend in the right direction, and it's unfortunate that the Democrats are playing politics with something that is so fundamental to our economic security and the opportunity for all Americans.
It's the White House Deputy Communications Director, Jessica Ditto, and we really appreciate your time. Let's talk about DACA and immigration, because John Kelly, the general, is out today saying that he doesn't see the president extending the DACA deal that he told Congress to take care of this, but he also doesn't think that people are going to be rounded up and deported. Of course, as you know, you're on Twitter, I'm on Twitter, it's trending like crazy. What's the bottom line here? The president tossed this ball into Congress's court, which was the right thing to do. What President Obama did was the one that was kind of mean. He just kicked it down the road and didn't really solve the problem. What's going to happen with this? And how can we quell anybody's fears out there who might be a DACA recipient that they're not going to be rounded up in the next couple of weeks?
Well, as we saw with the Schumer shutdown, the vast majority of Americans support the president's position on this. Number one, we should not be playing politics with military pay and shutting down the government needlessly.
Right.
Number two, the president is the one who put forward a bipartisan framework to ensure that there is a solution for DACA recipients, and that the president has been a champion of giving 1.8 million DACA recipients and DACA-eligible people a pathway to citizenship. These are Democrats in Congress who need to come to the table and get a deal under this immigration framework, because it is those Democrats who threaten to shut down the government over this issue. So the fact that now we're facing the deadline in March with Democrats refusing to come to the table, it's just really disingenuous on their part when the vast majority of Americans support the policies that the president put forward in his framework.
Well, he put on the table exactly what they wanted. In fact, he put three times what they wanted on the table. We'll offer a path to citizenship. 12 years is a very doable amount of time. That's less than a lot of people who've been waiting in line for a long time have been waiting. And the Democrats are saying no to everything they want. And by the way, as you know, DACA is not a funding issue. It should not have anything to do with paying for the military or funding children's health care. How is it that they think this message is going to work? And between you and me, and I won't tell anybody, do you kind of want them to keep on shooting themselves in the foot? Because they look kind of silly every time they do it. The Schumer shutdown made them look like idiots.
Well, I mean, we had the visual last week at the State of the Union where they refused to clap for anything that the president said when, in fact, he was talking about wage increases and tax cuts and opportunities for all Americans.
And black unemployment numbers being low. It's crazy they sat on their hands.
So it's unfortunate that they are playing politics on every issue when these are issues that... Again, it is the president is working to bring forward real solutions for hardworking families and to ensure that a solution is finally found and arrived at on DACA. There's just no justification for us to get to the deadline and have the Democrats continuing to play politics and hold our military hostage.
The president, by the way, Deputy Communications Director for the White House, it's Jessica Ditto, really loved the time. The president made it part of his campaign. He's been very firm since then that the wall is going to be part of any DACA deal. The wall has that we have to secure our border or else giving people a path to citizenship who came here illegally will make people flood the border. It'll be like a magnet. Is he firm on that? Is he unwavering on that he's going to get that wall done?
Unquestionably unwavering on that. Okay. Our security, the nation's security is the president's top priority, and this is a situation in which we must have the core elements of the president's framework in order to ensure that we do not have the situation a year or 2 years down the road.
Yeah.
We need to ensure that we have border security and a true fix to chain migration in the visa lottery, as well as DACA recipients. These are issues that, after months of discussions with Congress, really should be simple for the leaders in the Senate and the House to come together and put forward legislation that the president can sign.
Jessica, do you have any idea why we have something called a visa diversity lottery? I mean, to say it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, or what you bring to the country, if you win this lottery program somehow, you get a path to come here legally. Does that make any sense to you? I talked to the president face-to-face about this, and he said it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Is there any reason why this is even a policy here?
I can't understand the origination of it, but we certainly need to modernize our immigration system. It's woefully outdated. And these issues that the president has worked with members of the House and Senate on over the last several months are issues that will bring our immigration system into the modern day, and it will focus on merit, and it will ensure our national security and help our economy, and it'll be fair. And that's why the idea of shutting down the government over something that is desperately needed for our national security, for our economic security, is just ludicrous.
It's White House Deputy Communications Director Jessica Ditto. We really appreciate the access. If you don't mind, and maybe you'll mind, and if you don't want to do it, that's fine. But again, I sat across from him, and I've interviewed him 7 times now. What I get from President Trump is this, and tell me if you get this too, and working with him as you do every day, maybe you've got even more insight. It appears to me that the businessman in him says, what's the problem? Let's just do it. Where politically, if you've watched politics as long as I have, what you see normally is, what's the problem? Let's make sure we wait until the midterm, and let's do it right before the election so we can get some sort of political gain. Am I reading him right? He just appears to want to put the fire out. Now let's do it.
He absolutely wants to work on deals that will ensure that we continue to put America first and move forward on his agenda. So, but he is clearly a political genius and understands what the American people and the voter wants. Yeah. And so he's going to continue to listen and hear what the expectations of the voters that sent him here are calling for. But in addition, he's reached out to Democrats and independents and has worked to put forward bipartisan solutions on infrastructure, immigration reform, on issue tax, and surely tax cuts should be a bipartisan issue as well.
All right, last question. I'll let you go. I really appreciate the access and the time. It's the White House Deputy Communications Director, Jessica Ditto. It's about this memo that came out, and I'm wondering what the halls in the White House sound like, because there are two very different things that could have happened. Either everybody feels vindicated, and it's about darn time we got the truth out there, or the president said, yeah, today's another day, and I'm busy. I'm not really going to worry about it much. Clearly, he feels good that this came out, and he looks vindicated, but was there any sort of celebratory lap, or is he just back to business?
We obviously are focused on the country and moving the president's agenda forward. But certainly, I mean, as the president has said time and time again, the Russia investigation is a politically motivated witch hunt, and that the memo clearly vindicates the president's position on that. There was political bias. But in all honesty, our administration, our team is really focused. I mean, the world witnessed the wonderful speech that he gave to the nation last week.
Yeah.
And that's our focus, is moving his vision forward after last year's tremendous successes. So we truly are focused on that. But it is obviously a tool that the partisans and the Democrats use in order to try to distract the media. The left-wing media will use it incessantly. There's good news happening on a daily basis that you don't hear about because all they want to talk about is Russia.
White House Deputy Communications Director Jessica Ditto, really great access. Thanks so much for the time and for your thoughts on all of this. We appreciate you.
It's absolutely my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Back after this in the Joe Pag Show. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
It's what you need to face the day. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes.
It is incredibly helpful to start my day off with this.
News Radio 1200, WOAI.
Hi, great to have you. Welcome. It is the Joe Pags Show. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Really glad to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. We'll do the favorite Trump tweets in a moment, not yet, but we'll get to that. Interesting information from Jessica Ditto. And heading into next hour, let me just give you a little bit of a preview. And I mean this sincerely. Justin Trudeau from Canada is an idiot. All right, so we'll expand it. Carrie, do you know why I'm saying that?
I do, yes.
Come on, dude.
I know.
Are you going to tell me that you sent me that story?
I did send you that story. Pay attention to what I send you. What?
I think you make that up, to be honest with you.
I'm not making it up. You scroll up, look at the messages. I sent you
that story. He's such an idiot that I might make a new segment of the program called Justin Trudeau, What an Idiot.
Okay.
We might actually make
it
that.
Work.
Yeah. In the meantime, though, I've got to remind you about your blood pressure. You've got to pay attention to your blood pressure. Healthy blood pressure is so important. You should be in tune with what's going on. It's one of the keys to heart health and overall well-being, right? And if you're looking for a way to help support healthy blood pressure levels with a simple lifestyle change, good news right now. A super vegetable is available that's great for your heart, and it's beets. And Super Beets is a convenient way to get the benefits of beets every day. Super Beets provides a nutrient that helps support healthy blood pressure. By working with the body's own natural systems, only Super Beets is made from beets grown to exacting standards. And by the way, I don't like the taste of beets. But I love Super Beets, so you should try it. Doesn't taste like them, okay? Then it's concentrated in a superfood crystal. So if you want to maintain healthy blood pressure, call 800-516-8389. 1-800-516-8389 or joelovesbeets.com. With your first order, get another 30-day supply of Super Beets free, plus indicator strips to see how Super Beets is working for you and free shipping too. Call 800-516-8389 or Joe Loves Beets. Do it right now for your blood pressure. All right. You think that'll be a good segment?
Oh, I think it
Justin
would.
Justin Trudeau, what an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't have sent me the story if you didn't agree with me, right? I mean, he is an idiot, no?
Well, yeah, in this instance, yeah.
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 I'm guessing if this is truly what he thinks, then I'm guessing he's going to be an idiot most waking hours.
All right.
Perfectly
that
honest.
Makes sense.
But right now, we've got to do Trump tweet. Trump tweet. Carrie doesn't send me any news stories. Trump tweets.
That's not true.
Okay.
I sent you plenty.
What?
And I sent you
it's
that story.
It's not Trump tweets?
It is, because I sent you that story. I do send you
I'm not so sure.
Sure, yeah.
This one's from 8:32 this morning. So disgraceful that a person illegally in our country killed Colts linebacker Edwin Jackson. This is just one of many such preventable tragedies. We must get the Dems to get tough on the border and with illegal immigration fast. We'll have that entire story next hour, too. I don't know if this story is making the headlines as much as it should. I mean, the fact that he died is, but not necessarily the status of the person who did it or who was involved in it. Let me go to the next one is going to be from 8:37 this morning. My prayers and best wishes are with the family of Edwin Jackson, a wonderful young man whose life was so senselessly taken at Colts. Next one is from 11 o'clock this morning. Polling shows nearly 7 in 10 Americans support an immigration package reform package that includes DACA, fully secures the border, ends chain migration, and cancels the visa lottery. If D's oppose this deal, they aren't serious about DACA. They just want open borders. And the last Trump tweet for today is from 11:05 this morning. We need a 21st century merit-based immigration system. Chain migration and the visa lottery are outdated programs that hurt our economic and national security. So there you go. Trump tweets for today. Very focused, obviously, on what's happening at the border. We'll get into Justin Trudeau next hour. Carrie, do you have the story of Edwin Jackson being killed?
I do, yes.
Let's do that this hour to sort of give people perspective on what it is that... really? I've got a phone call who wants to make a comment on Carrie. All right, do we do the news story now or do we take this phone call?
I don't know. I don't know. What kind of comment is it? I don't know.
I don't know. Do the news story and we'll think about it. Do the news story.
Okay, from Fox News, the suspected drug driver who killed Indianapolis Colts linebacker Edwin Jackson in a crash on the morning of the Super Bowl is a Guatemalan citizen who's in the U.S. illegally and has been deported twice, police revealed Monday. Indiana State Police identified the driver of an F-150 truck in the incident as Manuel Orego Zavala, 37, who had been deported in 2007 and 2009. State Police investigators are working with U.S. federal immigration officials and they have placed a hold on Orego Zavala, police said in a statement. Jackson, 26, and Jeffrey Monroe, 54, also in his vehicle, were hit and killed around 4 a.m. on Sunday on Interstate 70 in Indiana. Investigators believe Monroe was Jackson's Uber driver, and Jackson was the passenger, Fox 59 reported. The station said at some point during the ride, Jackson became sick, and the pair were hit on the emergency shoulder of the highway after Monroe pulled over. A state trooper who responded to the crash also struck the body of one of the victims in the central lane when he slowed his cruiser down to investigate, according to Fox 59. Orego Zavala fled the scene but was arrested shortly thereafter by the responding officer. He then gave police the alias of Alex Cabrera Gonzalez. Jail records viewed by Fox News on Monday morning said Orego Zavala, under the alias of Gonzalez, was driving without a license. Orego Zavala's blood alcohol level was 0.239 at the time of the crash, three times the legal limit.
There you go. That's the information. That's what the president was tweeting about. And every news story needs to include the fact that this guy was here illegally and had been deported many times. All right, got to hit a break here. Joan, stay where you are. We'll take your call on Carrie when we come back. Also, Justin Trudeau's an idiot. Joe Pags Show continues on radio. We'll see you tomorrow on TV.
Joe Pags. This is the Joe Pags Show.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 800-383-9624 or go to joepags.com. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great radio stations across the land. iHeartRadio, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all right there. The Joe Pags Show coming your way on a Tuesday. Swing it. Oh, yeah. Come on now. Crazy.
Hey, but that's how it goes. Millions of people living as fools.
Bop, bop, da-dop, dee-dop.
Maybe.
That's right.
It's not too late.
All right, glad to have you along for the ride. I appreciate you stopping by. A little Pat Boone there for you. A little crazy train on your Tuesday. Before we hit the break, I told you Joan was on the line. Had a comment on Carrie. Carrie, I don't know what her comment is.
I know.
It could. It could, because you, you make 50% of the people mad and 50% of the people like you.
Yeah.
It better not be so. You better leave Carrie alone. It better not be that.
No, I like that. I like those calls. Those are fun.
Joan, South Carolina, what's going on?
Ah, not much. How are you?
I'm living the dream. Talk to me.
Super. Hey, I am the 50% that love that Carrie smile. And you didn't keep her up there more often. You shut her off, and I love her.
Thank you, Joan. That's so nice.
Nice. The laugh is super. I love it.
Oh.
And the looks on your face.
It's all, Joan, it's all an act.
Stop talking over Joan.
It's all an act. She's not very nice. I just want you to know this. Off the air, she's very mean.
Priceless. You need to keep her up there when you're doing this, like you're singing. I love your singing. Oh, my gosh. But
you love my singing? Oh, good. Thank you. No, go on. Tell me more about my singing. I'm sorry.
We need to keep Carrie up there because her looks, when she's looking, it's just priceless. It makes the whole show.
Thank you.
Joan, a couple of things are important. So, hold on. A couple of things are important. First of all, it's Newsmax that puts her on or takes her down. I leave her camera on the whole time. That's the first thing. The second thing is, can you hear that?
Can I hear?
Dude, don't do that to Joan. Oh, you're so mean.
Oh, she's gone.
I'm going to say that is, it's February the 6th. I'm going to call that call of the year. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to give some inside baseball here, and I want people listening at home to understand.
I'm so glad you took that call.
I'm going to ask you a simple question, Carrie. How many times have I asked you not to have your mom call?
That wasn't my mother.
How many times have I asked you not to have your mother call the program?
That was not my mom. No. Oh, that's so
sweet. You know what bothers me the most about that entire thing is people like Joan think that I'm shutting you off.
Well, I'm not. Hey, I didn't even know that. I thought you controlled my camera as far as when I was going to be on.
No.
I didn't know Newsmax did that, actually. Okay.
And here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
When I say I'm going to go back to Carrie, that means that I put something like I put pictures of Gia and me up
right,
in the first hour.
Right.
You're on the same source as those pictures. But other than that, it's either my wide shot, which is for the commercial break, mm-hmm. or it's you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you show up on the TV, they're actually switching it and putting you up there with me.
Oh, I see.
If they shut you off, it's because they don't like your outfit.
Be nice. I know you're going to go
there. Remember the one day you had the booger?
No, I did not. I've never had that.
Left nostril. I was like,
stop lying to the people. I did not have that in my nose.
Left nostril.
Be quiet. I did not.
So Joan, listen. I apologize that your TV is not showing you the picture that you should be seeing. And, I mean, if it makes you look that good, I'm just saying.
I love Joan.
You look fine. Carrie makes the show, whatever, blah, blah, I agree. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Now from that new segment we just started called Justin Trudeau, What an Idiot. And I think this is going to be an important part of the show going forward. Mm. Now, see, like right now, I'm going to switch this for the people watching on Facebook, but I can't show them you because you hate the people on Facebook.
I do not.
And you shut the camera off for the third hour.
No, I do not. I don't hate the people.
Let me ask you something. Did you shut the camera off for the third hour or not?
Well, actually, this time I think you did, and you shut the camera off today.
I did not touch your camera, ever.
I think you did. I think you hung up on me.
No.
Yeah.
No, you are such a liar.
I swear,
you're such
today,
a bad liar.
I think you
I didn't touch
up on
your
me.
Camera.
All
oh,
right,
no.
Fine.
If you got your...
Fine.
Tell the truth.
All right, I guess. I usually am the one that shuts it off.
Justin Trudeau, is he the president of Canada, the prime
he's
minister?
The prime
hell
minister,
knows. He's
yeah.
All right, so he's holding some town hall, and there's a young woman who stands up, and she clearly just wants things to be better for all people and mothers and children and blah, blah. And listen to what this idiot has to say.
So that's why we came here today to ask you to also look into the policies that religious charitable organizations have in our legislation so that it can also be changed, because maternal love is the love that's going to change the future of mankind. So we'd like you to look.
We like to say people kind, not necessarily mankind.
I just want to make sure you guys understand what he just said. We like to say people kind, not necessarily mankind. This is the leader of a very large country on planet Earth. We like to say people kind, not mankind, in his Canadian A. I'm here to tell you, this proves that he's an idiot, an imbecile. I have never in my life heard something so ridiculously politically correct and so ridiculously stupid from a world leader. Now, I get there have been really bad, horrible world leaders. And I don't mean the people that are killing people. I mean, a guy who allegedly is the leader of a free country. Carrie, did I miss something here? I mean, are you about to defend this guy? Please defend this guy.
No. I'm just saying, well, remember, I don't know when this was. He gave a formal apology to Canada's LGBT community and he started to cry about it. I don't think it happened. Maybe just a couple of months ago or end of last year. He was crying. He was apologizing to the LGBT community in Canada for, I'm assuming, the way they had been treated.
I just don't know.
Yeah.
I think that he's an idiot.
Yeah. I understand.
Trudeau apologizes to LGBT Canadians for country's past treatment of them. Mm. Is Canada somehow widely known for mistreating gay people?
I didn't know that.
This is from November. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau apologized to LGBTQXYZ123 Canadians for the country's past treatment of them. Quote, this is the devastating story of people who are branded criminals by the government, people who lost their livelihoods, and in some cases their lives, Trudeau said. These aren't distant practices of governments long forgotten. This happened systematically in Canada with a timeline more recent than any of us would like to admit. Trudeau said he was acknowledging Canada's role in the systemic oppression, criminalization, and violence against lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and two-spirit community. What is two-spirit?
Two-spirit? I've never heard of that.
Is this one? Is this a new one?
I guess.
Two-spirit?
I've never heard of that.
I don't know. It is my hope in talking about these injustices and vowing to never repeat them, acting to right these wrongs, we can begin to heal, Trudeau said. Between the 1950s and 1990s, thousands of Canadian public servants left their jobs or were fired as the Canadian government interrogated individuals thought to be gay or transgender, the story goes. It's with shame and sorrow and deep regret for these things we have done that I stand here today and say we were wrong. We apologize. I'm sorry. We are sorry, Trudeau said. For state-sponsored systemic oppression and rejection, we are sorry. Canada's government also introduced legislation this week so that people who have criminal records for sexual activity with same-sex partners could have those records destroyed, according to multiple reports. So is he talking about how, I mean, it's biblically a sin. Did Canada have some law that would, like, charge you with a crime if you were having gay sex?
I don't know.
Is that what he's talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah, because I got to tell you, look, my image of Canada is they all, you know, sit around eating Canadian bacon and drink beer. Why is he trying to make it all heavy and stuff?
Yeah, not sure.
First of all,
he has called himself a feminist, though, however.
He's a feminist.
He is a feminist. That's what he said. He's raising
his two
sons.
You sure he didn't say he's feminine? He might have said he was
a feminist.
Maybe he said he was feminine.
No, I think he said, I am a feminist.
Pretty sure he said feminine.
Proud to be one. Yeah. No.
I mean, just the way he's standing here when he's like, we say people kind, just the way he's standing there. I'm telling you, I think you probably misheard him. You probably said I'm feminine.
No, I don't think so.
No?
No. He said he was a
feminist.
First
of all, let me just interrupt you. We like to say people kind. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Don't you think a world leader has a little more going on than correcting a poor young lady that's in a town hall meeting, trying to make things better, by telling her the word mankind suddenly is not acceptable? Shouldn't he have a little bit more on his plate? Take a quick break. We'll come right back. Stay here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show.
WOAI is an iHeart Radio station.
All right, glad to have you. Welcome to the program. Thanks. Carrie, Justin Trudeau would be proud of you today. The only people going on about how sexy you looked on TV today are women.
Okay.
I'm just putting it out there.
Okay.
I'm just putting it out there. I mean, not there's anything wrong with that.
There isn't wrong with that. No, not at all.
So you sent me some news story that Justin Trudeau is not big. That's what they're saying. Gina just said, you look sexy on TV today.
Oh, okay.
And even include you in it.
I'll take that as a compliment. Okay. Thank you. That's very nice.
Gina, newsflash, she's married. I'm just going to put it out
there. Don't be all jealous because nobody's talking about how sexy, I'm using my little air quotes, how sexy you are today.
Let me just make this clear.
Mm-hmm.
I post one picture on Facebook right now, and there'll be 200 comments, okay?
Yes,
don't make
yes.
me go there.
Okay,
don't
fine.
Challenge me on
I
this.
I will not challenge you. Do not post a picture. Oh, Joe, I love
post
your
post a picture,
eyes.
And all I have to say is...
I love your muscles. Yeah.
Ladies,
yeah.
What do you think?
Yuck.
tell you what, as a matter of fact, I'm going to take a picture right now.
Oh, no.
Your crap right now.
No, all right, I take
guess
it back.
Guess who started this?
I take it back.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get the smoky back. Look. Let me get the smoky eyes.
Smoky eyes.
Oh, I really can't. Oh, I'm looking really tired today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Joe, you're so handsome.
Yeah. Oh, man, now it's doing a video. Man, I suck at this.
Oh, well, I guess you can do it then, huh?
Now, I'll just say, what do you think? All I'm going to say is, what do you think? I'm not even going to say anything else. Actually,
here
I'm looking
we go.
At it right now.
Oh, give me
and
a
I'm
break.
Thinking, damn, that's actually a pretty damn good picture.
You would say that. Okay.
Carrie, you and Paulo talk about something. I'll post this over on the Instagram and on the Facebook real quick.
No, come on, dude. No, now, do your show.
Did you find some story about how Justin Trudeau is a...
Yeah, apparently has quite the reputation as a feminist. And this is from the Daily Mail.
Well, it's feminine, right? Why do you keep saying feminist?
Because it's feminist. That's what he keeps saying. Apparently, this month, they have made the national anthem gender neutral in Canada. Canada senators finally passed legislation to make the country's national anthem gender neutral with Trudeau's backing. After a 30-year campaign by protesters and the consternation of many Canadians, the second line will now be changed from "In all thy sons command" to "In all of us command."
Come on, dude.
How about that?
What's wrong with that
guy? Happened.
All right, it's posted. I just wrote thoughts, question mark.
Oh, brother. Can I give you my thought? I know I did. And I apologize.
You went there.
And you still put it up there.
Let me just say this. Any negative comments from you on the picture will look like sour grapes. So I would be very careful.
Oh, man. Okay.
Do you see the picture?
I see the picture.
Yes. You forced it. I wasn't going to do it.
Oh,
that's a bad
brother.
Picture. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to make that my profile picture before the end of the show. Okay. I'm telling you, because you pushed it. You pushed your luck.
Can't wait for the comments.
1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Can you explain to me what's wrong with these people who have control of the emergency systems in this country?
I know. Are you talking about what happened today?
Carrie, is there not at least a remedial class on how not to send out an alert to the masses?
I think there should be, because now it's getting kind of ridiculous, isn't it? They're scaring people. Stop doing it.
I mean, they sent out the notice in Hawaii, what, 2-3 weeks ago now?
Yeah.
And the notice was, ballistic missile alert, this is not a test or a drill. And people are like, we're freaking out for 15, 20 minutes, maybe even longer.
Mm-hmm.
They're hiding in storm drains.
Yeah.
And finally, it took 2.5-3 weeks, but they finally, you know, got rid of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fired the person who did it. Hey, come on, dude. Oh, Carol's already written, Carrie is nice, but I agree Carrie's nice looking, but I wish that you were older and single.
Oh, geez.
Carol, listen.
Let
me see how clear I can make this.
Carol.
I get it. Okay.
How much older do you need to be?
I'm so sorry I started this.
Well, what does that mean, Polo?
I'm
wow. Already pretty old.
Polo, for the first comments of the entire means. Program, here he comes.
You're already a grandfather. I mean, how much older do you need to be?
Damn young for a grandfather. Weird but true. Became a grandfather at age 26. It was weird.
That did not happen.
What do you mean? All right, here's the story from, because enough of this mess, okay? People are in trouble here, and they're getting bad alerts from people.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's facebook.com/JoeTalkShow or at Joe Talk Show on Instagram. I gave you a little something. Some call it eye candy. All right, so here's the story. People on the East Coast received a false tsunami alert from AccuWeather this morning. It read, tsunami warning in effect until 9:28 a.m. Eastern time. Source, National Weather Service. The alert was pushed to people up and down the eastern seaboard from Massachusetts down to Florida. It was also received by some in the South, including people in Houston and New Orleans. It was meant as a test, not a real alert. The National Weather Service is investigating how this error happened with AccuWeather. If you live in one of those areas, did you get the alert this morning? Did you become worried? Is what we're wondering. Now, Carrie, is there any doubt that even this happens even one time and it's fireable?
No.
There can't be any doubt in that, right?
No, absolutely not. One time, you're gone. Out.
There can't be any excuse, can there?
No. Not for scaring people like this. Panicking people.
I mean, honestly. One time, and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
One time. And I'm startled by it all. Because I have always had this weird sense of belief and trust that whoever it is that has access to that
knows what they're doing
is somebody who's gone through extreme training, and it's only a very tiny little community of people that can touch that. Like, I know of the three people over the last 2 or 3 years that have been allowed to tweet on real Donald J. Trump. It's President Trump. And I know that Brad Parscale during the election, the campaign cycle was allowed. And I think Dan Scavino. So if somebody goes on there and writes something ridiculous, like the whole where he tried to write coverage and he wrote Compefe,
mm-hmm.
There's little doubt that that was actually the president, like late at night, just he screwed up and he sent it by accident. And then we all made a big joke out of it. But it's not like somebody would have sent Compefe. And we would have said, I wonder who of the 2,000 people that have access did that. That would be ridiculous, right?
Yes.
If somebody has access to our emergency system a system that can, with one message, send people into a panic and send people into their emergency, you know, rescue the family mode, I would think those people have been properly vetted, properly trained, and anybody else can't get anywhere near it. Oh, come on, Pags. Mistakes happen. Sometimes mistakes can happen. I remember saying this to Cindy, Joe, and Sam, my two eldest. Sam, you remember me saying this when Gabby was born? Do you remember what I said when you guys were first holding Gabby and you guys were little?
Don't drop her?
Don't drop her. Not even one mistake. No mistakes. There's no do-over. This is a real human being. You can't drop her. And they were very, very careful. I mean, there is no room for error when you're talking about people's emergency, you know, planning. When you're talking about their family safety, people will go to the end of the earth to protect their family. So, you can't send these out. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. I wonder if you heard about this alert this morning, if you're on the Eastern Seaboard, and if you, you know, started taking action or if it was quelled very, very quickly. And this person needs to be fired. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
The president says he will talk to Robert Mueller, and in fact, he's looking forward to it. What does that mean? Coming up at 8 on The Michael Barry Show.
Hey, great to have you. Great radio stations across the land. iHeartRadio, JoePags.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all of that and more. There was speculation about why the players stood on Sunday for the Super Bowl. Herschel Walker seems to think he knows why. We'll have that for you in a second. And also, they may be the worst parents on the planet. They may be the worst parents on the planet. Okay, we're gonna go there too.
Okay.
I think that I have shot myself in the foot on this one.
Uh huh. Are they on your picture?
People are being really mean to me on this
picture.
Are they
really?
Oh, you didn't look.
Let me see. I haven't looked.
You probably told them to go there.
I did not.
So here's what happened. Some lady called in, Carrie's mom, and was like, "Oh, Carrie's so wonderful, and she's on TV. The whole world is brighter, and it's like sunshine in the morning. It's like somebody, you know."
She didn't say that, but that sounds really nice too. Yeah.
Right. So some crap like that, and what happened was I called her out. I said, "Stop it," and she said, "Carrie, don't forget the corn soup tonight." And then she hung up.
It was her mom.
But, you know, very nice about Carrie. And I said, you know, don't, because Carrie's like, gee, greatest call ever. And I'm perfect. Mm-hmm. So I said, don't make me. And then I took a picture and I said, I will post this picture and just write thoughts with a question mark. And Carrie Brigade is out and I'm being treated very, very badly.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad.
On my own Facebook. I'm being treated very badly. Now, again, I can take it. It's all in good fun. But they're going for the jugular here. First of all, I don't know how to spell your name.
Well, some of them do. I see a few and got it right. That's
Team
okay.
Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E.
It's actually
C-A-R-I.
It's close.
And then I got Rickrolled. And then might flatter Carrie more if you spelled her name right. Thank you, Connie, for going after him. People are jealous, Joe. You are a hot chili. So Gina's right about that.
Oh, hot
Tony
chili.
Says, I'm not that guy, but your mom and dad gave you some good genes. There you go. See, thanks, Tony.
Well, see, that's
keep your
nice.
Day job, Joe. Bill sort of tells me off. Then Scott says, I'm not even LGBTQRST, and you make me hot, Joe, which makes me feel uncomfortable, to be honest.
Oh, my goodness.
And then it gets nasty. Sandy says, it's okay. And then quite a good-looking guy from Ruth, but Carrie is also a great-looking gal.
Well, now, see, that's nice for both of us. Why can't you?
Joe says,
like
good Lord,
one?
No wonder why Carrie is laughing at you.
Oh.
Definitely not as sexy as Carrie. Then it gets even worse.
Now,
one guy writes Chulo Papi, so I'm like, oh, I wonder what that is. So I see translation, and it translates to Pimp Daddy. I'm Pimp Daddy now.
Okay.
Does not look like Pimp Daddy. Jonathan
weird.
Says in the broadcasting OG, which I think is old guard. Mary says that I'm feminine.
Oh, interesting.
Felicia says
comment.
That's all you got.
Ouch.
And then it gets nasty.
Wow.
I mean, you got Shelley said calls me fatty.
Fatty.
Look, I'm a lot of things in that picture. I'm not fat. You jerk. Shelly, I'm assuming, is a guy. There's no way a woman's going to say that.
Yeah, I would say.
But you know what? I am a good egg. I will let people insult me on there just to prove a point. Because with
What's
every insult, you know what it really is?
What?
You know what it really
they're
is?
Jealous?
It's
they're
a lot
jealous.
Of jealousy.
Of course.
A lot of jealousy. When they look in the mirror, they're not seeing it.
Right.
And I pray for those people. I pray for them.
I think you should. Yes.
1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. All right, so there was speculation yesterday. Paul, I don't know if you said it or somebody called in and said it or somebody emailed me or something, but the story went, hey, they only stood up because they were paid to stand up, the players on Sunday. Did you say that poll, or was that somebody who called in?
No, I didn't. That must have been somebody else.
This is from Fox Insider. Herschel Walker says players received hush money from the NFL to stand for the anthem. And it made me think. I'm like, is he literally saying they individually got a check that said, hey, you better stand up? But the reference he makes is actually about the social justice stuff that we talked about here in this program probably a month or two ago. Here's the story. Former NFL running back Herschel Walker accused the NFL of essentially giving out hush money to stop players from kneeling for the national anthem. The 1982 Heisman Trophy winner highlighted the fact that the NFL in late November offered $100 million to social justice organizations favored by players. The move was widely viewed as an attempt by the league to end the controversy surrounding the national anthem protests. Quote, the league gave the players a large sum of money toward their cause. That's hush money, he said, adding that players never should have been kneeling in the first place. An interesting take. Can that be considered hush money, do you think? I mean, it was to tell them to stop complaining, basically. And again, when you put $100 million towards quote-unquote social justice, does that really even have a meaning? What does that mean when you say, well, I'm going to, because like I donate every month to some charities, and you know, a couple of times a year I'll do some bigger stuff to bigger charities. But I can't imagine if somebody said, hey, would you like to donate to social justice? I wouldn't know what that meant. Carrie, if you had a couple of extra dollars to donate,
mm-hmm.
and somebody said, would you like to donate to social justice, would you know what that means?
Well, no. No, I definitely need some more explanation on that one.
Because, I mean, I don't think it's asking a lot. Every once in a while, you get a charitable dollar available, and you mm-hmm. want to give it to somebody and
sure.
make it, you know, make a difference. I just don't know what it means to say, give it to social justice.
I don't know either.
Now, if you want to say, give it to this organization we started to make a bridge between police and certain communities, I'm listening to you, maybe. But if you say to social justice, does that mean give it to Black Lives Matter? Does that mean give it to I Hate the Police? Does that mean give it to the community's always right and the police are always wrong? Who are we giving it to? And you're not talking about $1.50, you're talking about $100 million. Who is the NFL specifically giving that to? Walker continued that Colin Kaepernick would not have begun kneeling for the anthem if he was the San Francisco 49ers starting quarterback rather than the backup in the 2016 season. Quote, when you have an idle mind, you start doing things, he argued. Walker said the men and women of the military are what he believes makes the country great, yet you have guys, he said, who want to kneel, want to talk about the First Amendment rights. Well, your First Amendment right should be, I want to stand for our military, he said. The former Philadelphia Eagle predicted the NFC champs will defeat New England, and he was right about that on Sunday. Watch the interview above. So I guess he was saying during the season they started standing and stopped kneeling because of the payoff, the hush money, he called it. I wonder if people think that's true. And the NFL, that's their money. But it's gotten from us, the fans. Not from me this year, but from the fans. Should the fans have the right to say, hey, listen, when you say social justice, what do you mean? I think so. I think it's a valid question. I'd like to know where the $100 million is going to go. Because if it does go to Black Lives Matter, that's a racist organization that wants to disarm the police and get rid of police. They've said that. That is part of their charter. And they want to shut down highways and they want to shut down, you know, bridges and shut down festivals. So if you're giving the money to them, even more people will stop watching the NFL next year. If you're giving money to, let's build a community center so that young people in blighted areas and urban areas will have something to do other than idolize the corner drug dealer, I'm listening. That would make sense. But just calling it social justice, I don't think there is really a meaning to social justice. I think that it's a term that is born of political correctness. And it's a term that is accepted by people who are afraid to actually say, what does that mean? Interesting to me. We go to Albert, who's in Minnesota. Albert, I appreciate you waiting. What's going on?
Hey, Big Joe. Al Jones in Andover. I was just wanted to share. I know a little bit about the term that Trudeau used in Canada about being too-spirited. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, what is that?
America, it's with Native Americans, and therefore in Canada with Canadian Indians. It's a term used culturally amongst Indian people, two-spirited. And what it means is that Indian people believe that a person who is born biologically may have both a male or female spirit. So therefore, if you're male and you have a female tendency, therefore you have both a male and female spirit. So therefore, culturally, if you had a male role as a and they have different domestic responsibilities, such as hunters and gatherers, and you were a male, you would be responsible to go out and be a warrior or a hunter. You could stay back in the tribe in the day, and you could also be have those responsibilities as a female role within the community, and you wouldn't be shunned. It was looked upon as being a gift to have both those male and female personalities or those spirits. It was called the two-spirited. And the same thing was as far as the females also. So people were assimilated into the tribe. It wasn't looked upon as being a curse. And so when Trudeau mentions it, it was to be inclusive into the peoples up there in Canada. It's called the two-spirited.
Well, Albert, I appreciate you explaining that. And I got to be honest with you. As much as my head hurt earlier from Justin Trudeau being such an imbecile, it hurts even more now. But I do appreciate it. Look, Carrie, did you know? I didn't know.
I had no idea.
No. I had no idea. All right. So when we come back, I've got the story of the couple. You know the story I'm talking about?
I'm not sure yet.
They might, in fact, be the worst parents on the planet.
Okay.
That doesn't ring a bell for you?
No. Can you give me a little more?
I'll bet during the break, you'll figure it out.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Oh.
I think there's a little, right?
Yes.
Now you got to
yes,
go.
Yes, definitely.
Not much of an argument here, is
no,
there?
No, absolutely not. They're terrible. They're okay. Terrible, evil people.
1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. And I'm going to open up the phone lines. If you think you know who I'm talking about, who might be the worst parents on earth, give me a call right now. Don't forget to stop by Facebook and, I guess, make fun of my picture. Facebook.com/JoeTalkShow. Or go on Instagram, make fun of me there.
That's fine.
Instagram.com/JoeTalkShow. Or just look up Joe Talk Show on Instagram. All right, right back after this. Stay here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
File.
What's trending?
The stock market.
What do I do with my money?
Stay informed.
The Hillary campaign paid for dirt.
Oh, did we catch them in the act?
By staying connected.
News Radio 1200 WOAI.
All right, great to have you. The Joe Pags Show, 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. People are very mean, but you know what? I'm man enough to take it, Carrie. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You are.
Although some people are coming around, they're like, yeah, we can't keep this facade up. We just got to tell them, all right, dude.
Oh, it was all a big joke,
One person says they want that picture to be out in front of every radio station.
Oh, why?
I think it would bring the fans in, no?
I thought
it was to egg it.
Hey, look, Polo's showing up again. Only when there's something to, hey, time to attack the Pagsy. Here he comes. Here he comes.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, I'm man enough to take it. Polo, anything else?
Tackle.
Yeah, I thought so. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Let me tell you about your circulation. If you're not thinking about it, you need to. Circulation is so important. You probably don't think about it much. You really should. Here's why. Good circulation, crucial to energy and stamina. It gets oxygen and nutrients flowing throughout your body so you can exercise longer, do more everyday activities, and recover quicker. So what can you do to promote healthy circulation? You can do what I do. Drink Super Beets. Super Beets promotes the body's own natural ability to produce healthier circulation for increased energy and stamina all day long. Only Super Beets is made from beets grown to exacting standards and concentrated into superfood crystals. So if you want to improve your circulation, call 1-800-516-8389. 1-800-516-8389 or go to joelovesbeets.com. With your first order, get another 30-day supply of Super Beets free, plus indicator strips to see how Super Beets is working for you, and free shipping as well. Again, the number is 800-516-8389, 1-800-516-8389, or go to joelovesbeets.com. That's joelovesbeets.com. Do it now. Carrie, certainly parents that kill their children, which has happened, sadly, or sexually abuse their children. It's a horrible thing.
Of course.
And you know, they're horrible, horrible parents. So have there been worse parents than these people? Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go on and say yes. But please to give the story about the people I'm talking about.
Yeah, this is from ABC News. A Florida couple have been accused of convincing a 13-year-old boy that he had been diagnosed with terminal brain cancer in order to raise money for themselves. Jenny Irivando Long, 34, and Robert Edward Long, 47, were taken into custody by the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office on Thursday and charged with one count of child abuse and nine counts of fraud, according to a statement from the Sheriff's Office. The 13-year-old has spent the last 8 months believing he is going to die from brain cancer. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post about the case, because of Florida state law, the 13-year-old victim will not be publicly identified by law enforcement, and neither will his relationship to the couple. Irivando Long's Facebook page indicates she is the boy's mother, however.
Carrie.
I have no words for the people who...
You and I are parents.
Yeah.
I mean... Because, listen, I'm not advocating for anybody to make a fake crowdfunding page. You know, people have done that at GoFundMe and other places. Yeah. And thankfully, they've been found out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But
for you to tell your
don't
child...
Don't make the kid believe he's going to die.
Exactly. For 8 months, this child went through that.
I mean, you're already a bad person. You're trying to defraud people out of their money. But for your own child to think he's going to die, and the only reason you did it... is to make some money, because you're a lazy piece of garbage and can't go out and get it on your own. I mean, this
it's
child,
horrible. It's
the
horrible.
Innocence is gone. We'll now go through life trusting. No, if you can't trust your parents,
I know who can you trust?
Who can you trust?
It's horrible.
So, I don't have a lot of time, and there's a bit of a delay, so you're going to get this in a second. But call in immediately if you want to comment on what the punishment should be for these parents. 1-800-383-9624. 1-800-383-9624. I mean, obviously, the bigger charges against them are fraud. The child abuse charges, it's one count of child abuse.
Yeah.
Probably a misdemeanor. But to take somebody's innocence and make him never trust another human being for the rest of his life.
It's just evil. That is pure.
I don't know. I would almost like to see, you know, special circumstances put on it or something. And they face, you know, 10 years hard time or something. Just on
20.
That count alone.
I agree.
Because,
absolutely.
Because, I mean, you're talking about purposely making somebody feel
like they're going to die.
He's got 8 months left and he's 13. I remember being 13 thinking, am I ever going to kiss a girl? You know what I mean?
I know.
I remember being 13 and wondering, am I going to pass that class? I remember being 13 and thinking, man, I can't wait to drive when I'm 15 or 16. But this 13-year-old is looking forward to being dead in less than a year's time. I can't even imagine. I think these people, and I was going to say should have their head examined. I don't think they should. Obviously, they know that what they did was disgusting and wrong. So I think you put a minimum of it of 10 years hard time. You're saying 20.
I say 20. Let them rot in jail for 20 years.
All right. With the calls coming in. Too late. Let's do some pop culture.
Dirty pop.
Sick.
Yo.
All right, Polo, what's going on?
All right, so this came down earlier. I don't know if you caught wind of it, but offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels for the New England Patriots was supposed to become the head coach for the Indianapolis Colts today. Well, he's backed out, and he's going to stay with the Patriots.
I saw that a little while ago, and here's my speculation. Tell me if you agree. He found out Tom Brady's going to keep playing.
Well, actually, I think what happened is...
Because he's Tom Brady's right hand, right?
Yeah, but I also think that they offered him the Patriots job as soon as Bill Belichick retires, which may be in another year. That's what I think.
That could be. But I don't think Josh McDaniels stays if Tom Brady says, I'm not coming back.
Oh, I agree.
Brady has at one point said he's going to play until he's 45. At this point, I don't doubt it.
Right.
I got to get out of here for Sam, for Karina, for Carrie, for Polo. Joe Pags, we'll see you tomorrow.
Joe Pags. Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.